Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Our text today is from our gospel reading from Luke chapter 17, which talked about Jesus as he entered a village. He was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And then later, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. The times that they speak, that's what we speak of, as they speak supplication at first, but then thanks and praise. Dear friends in Christ, we might understand today, this year, a little bit better the lepers. You see, they were standing outside the village, socially distanced, isolated. And really, they were also remaining distant to keep others safe. It wasn't really doing a whole bunch for them. They already had leprosy. It wasn't going to heal them, but they could keep others safe by staying distant. But they were separated from family, from home, from work, from worship. They weren't really ready to give any thanksgiving. They were too focused on what they did not have, their loss, their own isolation. And we can say all that sounds like the 10 lepers outside the village, and you've heard it in previous years, but this year it also sounds very much like where we are. And really, it's not just about for a day, for Thanksgiving. It's where we are. You don't just have a day with fewer family and fewer friends, fewer people around, fewer people to worship with, a smaller table, maybe. Or maybe we're just crying out over Zoom to those at a distance. For us, too, there is no end in sight. It can be hard to say we should have a Thanksgiving at this time. We also have our own problems that we're worried about, our own isolation, our own distance. So we can understand them. And maybe then we can learn from them. Rather than say they should have done better and we do, maybe we can say, "Oh Lord, have mercy on us as well." Because these 10, even when Jesus came by, they weren't ready to praise or thank God. And we can understand that. We can say their situation hasn't changed. They're still isolated, even though Jesus is coming by. And they did cry out, they did speak to Jesus at this time, but not to praise God. They cried out for mercy. They cried out for God to do something. And we also want to cry out and say, "Do something, God. Have mercy." You want to spend the day of... We're tempted to go ahead and spend the day not thanking God, but saying, "Do something. Remove that which afflicts us." That's where the lepers were, and maybe that's where we are. But do consider even the lepers. That as they cried out and asked for mercy, God himself was visiting them. While they were isolated from the world and from the gifts that it offers, the maker of the world and of its gifts was visiting them in the person of Jesus Christ. The very God of the universe was visiting them in Jesus Christ. He'd drawn close. If they could recognize it, they could hear the voice of the very God of the universe. And what is hard for us to even see that even now, at that time, even if when he first came, for all that they'd given them, for the lives they felt weren't quite up to snuff, but that were still being preserved by him, the response was to be one of thanks and praise. Service and obedience. They were to thank and pray. Thank and praise, serve and obey. But instead, they just cried out for help. And that's all right. They actually even have an excuse. They might not have known that God himself was visiting them. Now, Jesus' master is a good address for Jesus, the good way to address him. And asking for mercy is good. But to actually expect it and to thank them for him for all they had? Well, maybe they just didn't know that this was the one where all mercy came from. That even what they had came from him. Now, often it's the same with us. Are we also more concerned with our arrangements and how maybe they're not working out? How our perfect days aren't going quite so perfectly? How our lives and our jobs have been disrupted by our isolation? How finances aren't what we want them to be? Are we all more concerned about those than how God has already worked for us? And while the lepers may have had an excuse that maybe they didn't know this was God, we do know that God comes and visits us in his word. They didn't necessarily know who Jesus was all that well. Not as well as we do from the word. But do we also, when he calls us through his word, do we answer? Do we talk even then? Or do we say, just send him to voicemail? Because really, there's something more important that we're doing, and decide that, well, I know he talks, but he could talk to us anytime. We'll get back to him later. God is merciful. Christ is merciful. Even these lepers who did not know who he was, who did not know how to worship, he tells them, go show themselves to the priests. He demonstrates his visitation to them, coming to them again and again, not just through the Old Testament, the prophesied, but even in his healing now. And they are healed as they go to the priests. One recognizes that God has visited him. And that one returns, praising God with a loud voice. One returns and gives thanks to his God. One returns and falls at Jesus' feet. The rest continue on their way without even a word of thanks. Even though God had shown his power without and his presence by cleansing them. They spoke to him more before they were healed. After he worked, not one more word. And perhaps here, if we heard before that maybe we aren't listening to God's word and speaking back thanks and praise, we can say, here, see? One of them did return to thank and praise God when he was cleansed. But he did that only after he knew both that God was there and that God cared and that God had cleansed him. And we might say, look, we may not always remember to thank and praise God, even in adversity, but we will when we're healed. We will when the troubles are taken away, when I have less to worry about. But if we say that, we forget who we are. There is an uncleanness that affects us more than COVID and more than leprosy. And that clings to all of us far tighter. It is sin. It's terminal. It's deadly. And we of ourselves cannot treat it. But God has and God does. He pronounces the absolution, I forgive you. He forgives us through Jesus, who died on a cross. Jesus has cleansed, who cleansed the lepers, cleanses us from sin with his suffering, with his death. He cleanses us with his own precious blood. We have been cleansed of that which clings to us. Our life of isolation from God is over. It is time for thanks and praise. Where is our focus? Today and tomorrow and throughout our lives. On what we lack? Is it on what we can get for ourselves? Or is it on the God who saves us and gives us life? The one who came back, Jesus says, your faith has made you well. Faith is living in the grace that God has given us. Living a life that thanks and praises, serves and obeys him. That is the thanksgiving that the leper gave, a life of faith. The thanks and praise he gave. Let us also follow that one leper in thanks and praise to God for his goodness to us. Let us also fall at Jesus' feet with that one leper and give our thanks and praise. Not just tomorrow on Thanksgiving, but always, with our whole lives. Jesus said, go your way. And he tells us the same, but go your way, thanking and praising God and still living at Jesus' feet. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you always. Amen.